Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
Absolutely, and do not, I repeat, do not get it twisted. This is the Ron Kelly Show prior to the big, humongous, for the 30th time, I think, this winter, another massive snowstorm heading our way. Anyway, it's sunny outside and kind of nice, so we'll enjoy it while we can. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's heard every Friday afternoon right here on blogtalkradio.com. We thank you so, so much for indulging us today. And you know, unlike many other radio shows, we really actually appreciate your indulgence here on the program. Thank you so much. Traffic everywhere. But I finally made it, and we're getting going to get the show started right about now. So I want to thank you once again for the third or fourth time for indulging me and Janice right here on the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to our newest sponsor. It's called Regina Sweet Temptations. And Regina makes some excellent baked goods with natural ingredients, not these preservatives and all kinds of stuff they find wherever, you know, the preservatives that they, when you find out that they mix shoe leather with them and all kinds of other stuff besides preserving food. No, actually, Regina, and actually, Regina's baked goods are delicious. Actually, I did receive a package. She sent me some, and I don't ordinarily get a opportunity to sample the goods of the sponsors that passed through the Ron Kelly Show. But I have to tell you, the cookies were excellent. And the website is on the way up. So everyone do actually, here's what you do. You can check her out. Actually, you can email her, and you can find out what's going on with her. It's CupcakeLady411 at AOL.com, I believe it is. CupcakeLady411 at AOL.com. .com, ladies and gentlemen. You have to pardon me. I'm a little discombobulated right now just getting into the show. But let me see. Let me. I don't want to lie. Let me just take a quick look and make sure that I have the right information here with everything else going on around me. It's Cupcake Lady, www.cupcakelady511.com. That's the email address, www.cupcakelady511.com. The phone number is 201-491-1819. That's 201-491-1819. She's got cupcakes, cakes, cookies, biscotti, muffins, and I'm sure there's a red velvet cake sitting around in there somewhere, along with a host of other baked goods. So definitely check her out. Regina's Sweet Temptations, the newest sponsor of the Ron Kelly Show. Janice, how are you? How you doing?
Fine. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good, Janice. Janice, somebody told me I should make you mad.
Why?
Because they say, why don't you make Janet mad and see Janice mad and see what she does. Let's put some fire under Janet and see how she reacts to it. We gotta put some fire under Janet. We gotta do something to make her mad to see how she reacts. So we're gonna put some fire under Janice and see how she reacts to it. Anyway, everybody, thank you so much. You know, I was reading about, actually I saw some video of the President Barack Obama, who for the most part has been ostracized by black folks. You know, in 2012, black folks were breaking out of the barn. They didn't want to have nothing to do with President Barack Obama for his second term. And, you know, I heard many folks, black folks especially, would say, oh, I'm not going to vote for him this time, and, oh, he doesn't do anything for black folk, and blah, 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 blah. I mean, what is he supposed to do? You know, what was the president supposed to do? Just like say, okay, I'm going to look out for the black folk and forget about everybody else. What was the man supposed to do? You know, and people were bailing out on the president left and right and kicking his back in. And see, black folks, well, that's why we're in the predicament we're in today, because we turn on each other too quick.
That's right.
You know, we turn, black folks will turn on each other faster than any other race, any other ethnic group, I should say, because there's only one race, the human race, mind you. But black folks will turn on each other faster than any other ethnic group in the world. In the world.
It is so sad.
Mm. You know, all the tears and Jesse Jackson crying and then saying he wants to rip his balls off, and later on, he got caught mumbling the words on some interview or something. It was, hey, you know, you would think that because there was he's African American, he's black. Whoever would have thought out of the 43 white men that have governed this country that there would ever be a black one? I personally never thought there ever would be. And I know many other African Americans felt the same. Wait a minute, a black president? Come on, give me a break. So when Barack Obama was elected, that was like the gift that just kept on giving. But, you know, I think black folk were lining up expecting the 40 acres of the mule. And when they didn't get it, oh, he's this, he's that, he's the other, I don't like him, I ain't voting for him this time. You know, they bailed on the man. Now, I think that the president was very, very smart in what he did, because, see, now in his last term, he's got a couple of years left. Now the blackness is starting to come out of President Barack Obama. The blackness is starting to show. And that's not to say that he wasn't black to begin with, but the blackness, the black President Barack Obama is starting to show. Because now you're starting the show, yes. Because you had to be patient, because he couldn't just come out the box and start looking out for black people like right away. He couldn't do that.
That's right.
No, he couldn't. He had to, you know, he had to get in there and he had to fix things for everybody. Because the country was circling the bowl. You know how, you know, you look down and when it's almost down, the country was circling the bowl. Actually, so the president had to fix everything for everybody first.
Yes.
Right. Fix everything for everybody first, and now that he's got a couple of years left and he ain't coming back, you know, unless they change the law, you know, that ain't gonna happen. Not for no black president, anyway. he is going to be out in 2016. So now the president has embarked on this campaign to lift the misguided, the criminal-minded young African-Americans out there on the street with this new program, My Brother's Keeper, Janice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My Brother's Keeper. I had My Brother's Keeper, and I'm not talking about My Brother's Keeper like Wesley Snipes, where he shot his brother in the movie. and when he shot his brother, his blood brother, he shot him in the movie New Jack City. No, we're not talking about that Brother's Keeper. No. No, we're not talking about that. But the new program, My Brother's Keeper, is a pet project of the president, Barack Obama. Pet project. Where there will be a network of already established, you know, organizations, National Action Network, Reverend Al Sharpton, and other folks who are already out there with these organizations. So they'll just be networking, and they're starting a camp called Camp New Joy. Go to the website campnewjoy.org if you want to find out about it, anyone out there who's listening to the program. And Yeah, so this is what he's trying to do. Because he admitted, he talked about getting high. Now, the president said, I got high. And boy, did the conservatives and the kook fringe, psychopath Republicans, here we go. You know, I mean, he said he got high. Yeah, but did Clinton say he got, you know, busy in the Oval Office? I mean, and then this is while he was president. At least President Obama didn't use drugs since he's been president that we know of. Janice, so let me ask you this. Have you heard about this My Brother's Keeper, and what are your thoughts? Good idea, bad idea. Finally, the president has done something for black people. What's your take on this?
Well, I for me, I love the idea. I love the idea of My Brother's Keepers. Yes, I saw him with the young men, and I'm glad that it started because we need that. And, you know, when he first came to office, right, everybody was so gung-ho because he was the first black African president. And now that he's in his second term, he could only do but so much, Ron. He came in with a messed up, with everything jacked up in that White House. Everything was jacked up. So here he comes trying to clean up something that somebody else did. So everybody wants him to work miracles. He's not a Houdini. He can't just switch on and everything is just cleaned up. He had work to do. And just like the other black president, Clinton, came in and said, you know, what do you expect from him? The place was a wreck.
Hold it, Janice. Stop right there. What other black president are you referring to?
President Clinton.
No. I was never down with that. I was never down with that talk that Clinton was the first black president. He looked like a white man to me. You know, he looked like a white man to me. And not that I have anything against white folks. A lot of white folks listen to this show, more than blacks, actually. But Clinton wasn't the first black president. They, you know, see, you know what that was? You know what that was, Janice? People were saying
what
that. They were, you know, I'm going to tell you what it was. Folk, black folk and others, especially black folks, had resigned themselves to the notion there would never be a black president, ever. That black folks had said, you know what, let's adopt this one because we're never going to have one. You know, that's what happened. That's what happened. Let's adopt this one because we're never going to have one. So that's when this thing about President Clinton being the first black president, please. No. He was the 43rd, he was the 42nd white president. Not the first black president. He was the 42nd. He was a 42nd of 43 white presidents. Barack Obama is the first black president. So we can dispel that. And why would we want Clinton to be the first black president anyway? What he did. You know, why would we want him to be the first black president after what he did? You know, he in the Oval Office, the seat of power. In more ways than one, the seat of power. And he's getting his swerve on in the White House. In the White House, with wifey's on. You know, President Clinton, you got to give him some, you know, he's got guts. You got to give Clinton some, I'm not giving him credit for that. I thought it was reprehensible, but you got to give him credit. He's got some guts that he, in the White House, he's like, my wife here, but so what? See, the White House is so big, right? And there's so many people in there that, you know, people wouldn't even notice you. Even the president. People are like, where'd the president go? They wouldn't even know where he is sometimes, you know? And they're supposed to be following him around everywhere, no matter where he is, except for when he goes into the living quarters portion of the White House. Then they leave him alone. Mm-hmm. They're still around. They know where he is, but they leave him alone.
Right.
In case he wanted to get with Michelle. can't have
mm-hmm.
the white cab, the Secret Service standing there watching. Anyway, so the president, everyone who thinks that President Clinton was the first black president, y'all can dispel that notion right now, because Barack Hussein Obama is the first black president of the United States of America. We'll take a break. We'll come right back with more. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, why isn't this working? All right, you know what? We're not going to take a break. We'll stay here because I'm having some issues with my stuff here.
There was a need in talk radio, and one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching hand on society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. BIRKETTPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Absolutely, yes, indeed. This is the Ron Kelly Show. How are you, everybody? Glad to have you here at blogtalkradio.com. Has too many problems, but we'll make it. We'll get through them. Shout out to my partner in crime, my homeboy. Goes by the name of Lamont Gates. I like to call him the Unflappable One, Lamont Gates, who co-hosts with me on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. It's the dynamic duo, yours truly, Ron Kelly, and the Unflappable One, Lamont Gates, former host of Real Social Talk right here on Blog Talk. So I can't even say he's a co-host because he's a host in his own right, and so am I. So we have absolutely doubled your pleasure, doubled your fun. Wednesday night, 8 p.m., it's Real Talk Live with Ron Kelly and Lamont Gates right here on blogtalkradio.com. My hand is itching. What do you say about your hand when your hand itching? Janice, put it in your pocket. You go a little way back like I do. What do you say about about your hand when
it's
itching? Put it in your pocket.
If it's right hand, that means you're going to get some money.
So what happens if it's your left hand? That means you're going to lose some money?
You owe some money. You got to give money away.
Oh, my left hand should be itching all the time. If that's the case, because you're always going to owe somebody something, I mean, unless you're wealthy, and even then you're still going to owe people stuff. But anyway, thank you everyone for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate having you here. 4,400 plus likes on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. Now, I need you to get over there and start engaging that page because the likes are way up, but the engagements are down. We need you to get over there and start posting on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. We appreciate the 4,400 plus who have indulged me in my nonsense on the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you so much for people all across the country and around the world who have clicked on the like button for the Ron Kelly Show. Also, you can catch Ron Kelly Show on iTunes. You don't have to pay anything. Of course, you have to join the podcast on iTunes. The Ron Kelly Show is also on Stitcher.com, where you'll find nothing but talk radio shows, including mine. And, of course, there's an archive at blogtalkradio.com/The Ron Kelly Show. All right, you know, Janice, we had the trial. Everybody's making noise about the trial, which rightfully so. We had the trial. The young man who was killed, and the perpetrator, the filthy liar, the perpetrator was found not guilty of first degree murder, and everybody was up in arms, and they should have been. Everyone should have been up in arms about that because that was a tragedy. Travesty, tragedy, however you want to call it. This young man, just about to turn 19 years old, killed for playing loud music, so to speak. And you see, and you know what, Janice? Racists are bred. They're not born. You understand what I'm saying? Racists are bred. You know, because in my daily duties, you know, I got to say, stop saying you know so much. Write that down. Stop saying you know so much. In my daily duties, you know, my job, because I do have a job besides this one, and I have to work every day to support myself. And the little kids, and I work mostly in white neighborhoods, and the little kids will wave at you, you know. The little white kids, they'll smile and wave when you're passing by. Smile and wave, you know, because they don't know no better. And that's good that they don't know no better. Mm-hmm. They'll smile and they'll wave, the little white kids, all day long, smiling and waving at me, smiling and waving, you know. But because I'm driving a sanitation vehicle, you know, some people even have the nerve, the gall, to put their fingers, hands over their noses. You know, like, and it doesn't smell. I mean, they knew how much money I was making. They'd jump in there with me. But, The point I'm trying to make, Janice, is that racists are bred. They're not born. You know, gays might be born and, you know, you're born black or white or whatever it is you're born, but racists are bred, you know, and it more than likely it comes from the parents,
mm-hmm.
you know, because our kids emulate their parents.
Yes.
And some parents of these hate groups, which they say that the statistically speaking, the hate groups have gone down in the last year or so. Maybe because they know Obama's about to leave, so they're like, okay, we can go back to our daily lives now. We're still racist, though, but we're not going to have a group. But now, what these people are bred through whatever, the family members, the friends. And the little kids are just as friendly as anything. And the parents look at you, you know, like you're a homeless person or something. So I say that to say that these people, that the racists are bred. Racists are bred. Now I pray, hope and pray that these little kids, they be waving at me every day, will grow up, you know, knowing that they were all equal.
Yeah.
But getting back to this trial, Mr. Mann, I can't say Mr., who was found innocent of first-degree murder, and he was guilty of attempted murder four times. Now, mm-hmm. because each one of those charges, or each one of those convictions carries a 20-year at least sentence. Some people have resigned themselves and said, well, okay. You know, all right, well, we didn't get the murder charge, but he's not going to get out of prison. But he should have got the murder charge. I think he should have got the murder charge. But what may have happened? See, you know what, Janice? See, we get mad at the people, for example, and we should be mad, and we should be angry at the folks who perpetrate these crimes and unleash automatic weapons on innocent, unarmed people. We should be angry, but we should be even angrier at the law, because the law is what allows these people to get away with these things.
Yes.
You know, look at the stop and frisk, for example. Stop and frisk. I'm not stop and frisk, I'm sorry. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. You know, there's 28 states have stand your ground laws in New Jersey. I mean, in across the country. 28 states say you can shoot if you feel like you're threatened. And see, there's the problem with these laws, right? The problem with the stand your ground law is that they leave it up to you to decide whether you were in danger. They leave it up to you. There's no protocol. There's no, you know. It's all a big gray area. Yeah, there's nothing, you know, there's no circumstances, there's no steps that you have to follow in order to get to the point where you feel that you your life's in danger. Now, you try that here in New Jersey, see what happens to you. you try that here. You try standing your ground in Jersey, and you'll be standing your ground in the rec yard of the of the state prison. That's where you be standing your ground.
And hope
but,
that person don't get up that you sat.
You better. I'm telling you. Now this is the problem. So it's the some of our anger is justified, sure, but some of it is also misguided because we have to go after these laws. Now, how the hell are you going to have a law? You're going to leave it to an individual with a lethal weapon. You're going to leave it up to them to decide whether they felt in danger or not. The person can be scary, you know. Some people are braver than others. Some people are scarier than others. Some people will panic at the least little thing. So, you know, you just it's license to kill, in other words. License to kill, basically. That's what standing ground is. License to kill. Basically. And we have to go after these laws. We have to go after these laws. Now, I'm a big fan of the first 48. And
so am I, yes.
Yeah, I'm a big, well, so kind of. I mean, it's kind of died off a little bit in recent years. But there was a young man his name was Grayston Garcia. Grayston Garcia, 26 years old. Stabbed somebody to death. Now, the boy was stealing his radio out of his truck. Here's a little story right quick. Stealing a radio out of his truck, Grayston Garcia. And he ran outside. He chased the boy down and stabbed him with a butcher knife. Now you ain't standing your ground. It don't sound like you're standing your ground to me. After the person left, he chased him out into the street because they had video. There's video everywhere. You can't do nothing these days. You gotta look around when you go in the bathroom that there ain't no video in there, especially if you in an office building or something with these freaks out here. But anyway, he came out of his house with a butcher knife. He must have saw the boy trying to enter his vehicle, ran outside, ran half a block away, stabbed the boy, killed him, and got off on stand your ground. Now this boy is running away. No, nobody's standing anywhere. Got off. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. Got him off. After you murdered somebody with a butcher knife. He had the right to protect his property. The boy was halfway down the block. So here's I don't want to say poetic justice, but here's what eventually happened. I was watching another episode of The First 48, and there was a shootout, and somebody was driving past in a pickup truck and got shot in the head and killed. Who was it? Grayston Garcia. The same guy who got off on standing ground, was killed with a, you know, in a drive-by. wasn't even trying to shoot him. He got hit with a stray bullet.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say that he deserved it or anything like that, but, you know, things happen that do seem kind of weird. But again, these laws are what we're going to have to begin to go after, the stand your ground nonsense, and because you can't do that here. For example, in New Jersey, I can come home and find somebody in my house. If they run, I got to let them run. You have to allow the person to retreat. You can't shoot them. You can't, like, shoot them outside and drag them back in the house. You know, you can't do that. There's laws. The laws here protect the criminal more than it does us.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't shoot the person. But in any case, Janice, we need to start going after these laws. Because these laws are what's hurting everything. This is the problem, these laws. And Lamont and I talked about it the other day, about Arizona, for example, was going to have a law that said that you can deny service if you're a business owner and you don't like gay people or gays. Let's say you're a business owner and you're Catholic, and you know what the Bible says about gays.
Mm-hmm.
So this law that they were trying to push in Arizona was saying that you as a business owner and a religious person, if two gay people came in there, let's say two gay people wanted a cake that said, you know, Adam and Mike, you know, on instead of a man and a woman's name, you could refuse service. You could refuse service. The Senate in Arizona had already, they had already packaged it up and it was ready. They got it to the Governor Jan Brewer, and she said no. She said no.
That's right.
No, hold it now. She said no because the Super Bowl is supposed to be in Glendale, Arizona next year, and that's why she said no. And if she would have said yes, then the Super Bowl would have went bye-bye, and it would have was going somewhere else, Miami or California or someplace warm. New Orleans again, maybe. No, I was in New Orleans. It was the year before last. So, I mean, she made it sound good. I listened to the sound bites and all. And she made it sound good. Like, oh, well, it's not right. No. That Super Bowl money and the other businesses that were saying they were going to leave persuaded her to veto the bill. So,
mm-hmm.
but this is the kook fringe, the psychopath Tea Party. You know, they figure like we got to make it law. We got to discriminate against you, and it's going to be law. Now y'all got a law that said we can't discriminate against you. We're going to make one that says we can. And this is what's going down. So in that case, because of the Super Bowl and some of the other threats that were made by big business owners, the governor of Arizona said, well, you know what? We need that money. So we'll address this another day. You know,
I just don't understand how you can discriminate against one group of people. Just because you don't like their lifestyle, when somebody could say they don't like your lifestyle, you know?
You're breaking up, Janice. We don't appreciate their lifestyles, but we're not going to try to create a law that says they can't do whatever it is that they want to do. And we were discriminated against for years.
That's right.
I watched a show on IDTV one day last week. It was called Sundown Towns. Sundown Towns. There used to be a book. There used to be a book that was published. You know how they used to have the old number book where you get the number book, look in there and see what the number is? Well, they used to have a book, Janice, There was a book that was published by a black man back in the day. Before, back in the day, before the Civil Rights Act, 1964.
Okay.
There was a book. And I'm trying to pull it up here. It was the Negro's Guide. I'm trying to pull it up on my, the Negro's Green Book, you know. And what it was it was a guide to tell you what towns to stay out of back before the Civil Rights Act, before 1964. Mm. And there were towns that they called sundown towns. Now, you can come there during the day, but you're not better not have your black ass there at night. You know, because you may not make it out. You may not make it out. And these were actual places, sundown towns. And the sad part about it is that they still have sundown towns where, you know, where you can't be caught there after dark. Because if they catch you, you know, more than likely, you could wind up dead in these towns. Yeah. Now, during the day, you know, you can breeze through. But you better keep moving. Don't stop. Because if we catch you walking around here at night, you're going to have a problem. So that's something that I watched. And see, I watch those kind of shows. I'm not about the Basketball Wives and the Hollywood House Husbands and that nonsense. I don't watch that stuff. No. I don't, and it's not to say that, you know, that there's anything wrong with it, but I don't watch it. I watch something I can learn from, like Strange Sex. let me stop. I watch some things that I can learn from.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch those kind of shows because you can learn something from these things. You know, as a radio personality, you have to know a lot about a little bit and a little bit about a lot. That's radio personality. You can't be harping on one thing all the time, you know. And you have to be what you would call flexible. You have to be flexible. Shouts out to who am I shouting to now? Shout out to Kevin W. Womble. Yeah, Kevin Womble Sr. Shout out to him who does the show. On Blog Talk as well. You can look him up. WOL Radio Network. I big other people up. I ain't scared. You know, I'm not the only kid on the block. You know, WOL Radio Network. I'm not sure what the name of the show is, but Kevin Womble Sr. And somebody else is on the show with him. I'm not 100% sure who. But you can check him out. Just look him up, WOL Radio Network. And you can check him out. He's here on Blog Talk. I'm not sure the date and time, but you can look him up on Blog Talk. It's probably blogtalk.com/WOL Radio Network, and you can find Kevin doing his thing here on Blog Talk as well. Shout out to my baby, Princess Love Mills. Who I discovered, by the way, Janice. Just like I discovered you, I discovered her too.
Good.
Somebody, why are you always discovering women? That's what somebody said. Because they're easier to work with than men. Well, with the exception of Lamont Gates. But women are easier to work with than men. They listen to me. But the ones I'm involved with don't listen to me, but the ones I work with do. So I guess I can't have it both ways, I guess. But it's kind of backwards. But yeah, Princess Love Mills, who wrote the book, oh God, Princess, where are you? Princess Love Mills' book is about protecting your stuff. Now I'm gonna leave it there. Whatever you think stuff is, whatever you believe that stuff is, you can believe that. But Princess Love, just Google her up. Google Princess Love Mills. Just that's what you do. She's got a great book out, Janice. Don't give away your stuff. Great book.
I know that's right.
That's right. Don't give away your stuff.
Mm-mm.
Don't sell it either, but don't give away your stuff. Great book. Just everybody just Google Princess Love Mills, Princess Love Mills, or princesslovemills.com. Just Google her name and it'll link you to her stuff. Well, I'm not. Oh, boy. I didn't mean it like that. Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't mean like that. Anyway, we're just talking here. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, Janice, Scott Taylor, from my hometown, Jersey City, New Jersey, where I was born and raised, Jersey City, New Jersey. Shout out to my folks out there, my peeps in Jersey City. Jersey City has undergone some gentrification, and you can't even afford to live there anymore, especially in the downtown area near the piers. Forget about it. $2,000, $3,000 a month. You got to be going out there to buy. You ain't renting nothing down there. You have to make a purchase. You ain't renting nothing. Hey, but once again, we got about 5 minutes left. Shout out to President Obama. And I emailed the president, Janice. I said, Mr. President, I would like for you to call my show.
All right.
Five minutes with you, I'll be syndicated the next day. So,
right.
So help a brother out. It was some time. Maybe he'll do it instead of giving me a pardon, right? Because I don't need no pardon. Maybe he'll give me a call. The presidents do at the last minute give out pardons. Well, maybe he'll give me a phone call. So hopefully, Mr. President, holler at a brother, and turn my life around. I know everybody would be, there'd be cameras all outside my house. How'd you get the president to call you? Well, I know him. But anyway, Ernest Rucker Jr. Oh, okay, it's Kevin. Going back to that WOL radio network is Dr. Kim and Ernest Rucker Jr. Well, I don't really want to mention Ernest Rucker Jr. I don't want to mention, but I will anyway because I'm a sport like that. It's WOL Radio Network with Dr. Kim and Ernest Rucker Jr. who I will reserve my comments about Ernest Rucker Jr. for now. Because I'm a sport like that, Janice. So, woo boy, I got in here a little late, but made it in. There's about 2.5 minutes left. So, Janice, I told people I was going to set you on fire. I'm going to do it next week.
Okay,
make
good.
Janice mad. See what she say. Make her mad. Talk about her family or something. What am I going to do that for?
Oh, yes. We can talk about the family. Yeah, okay.
No, I ain't doing that. Anyway. But once again, everybody, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, The Ron Kelly Show on Sirius? It could be. Stay tuned. Real Talk Live on Sirius? Could be. Stay tuned. God is good. He's in charge, and, he make a way out of no way. So I'm claiming it, and you might be able to hear on Sirius. You might be able to hear Real Talk with Ron and Lamont or The Ron Kelly Show on Sirius and elsewhere in very, very near future. Because when you know you're good, nothing and no one can stop you. So, about 9 seconds left. So, shout out to the President Obama, with the program. I would encourage anyone who is a mentor or who is part of an organization that may not have been reached out to by the president or his people. You can it's Camp New Joy. CampNewJoy.org is the website for the camp, and I'm sure from the Camp New Joy you can find out everything else you need to know about this mentoring project that President Obama has launched. And I'm very happy to hear about it. That's not it. There's going to be more stuff coming, because now he's been reelected. He could be black now. So he can be back now. So we're going to see a lot. We're going to hear a lot more from the president in regards to what, you know, what he will, the other initiatives he will promote to help our people. Sorely needed in the black community, especially. Too many people dying. Too many mothers crying. We need to stop the madness. All right, everybody. Let's break out of here. Thank you, Janice. We'll see you back here next week. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Ron Kelly Show. We'll see you again for another edition next week. And hope and good luck with snowstorm. Anyway, we'll see you back. We'll see you back here again. Everybody, take care of yourself. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much.